K-A-T-E-K, Alvin.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah Sarve Santu Niramayah Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschit Dukha Bhavave
and pranam to the divine in you, the divine mother in you. You're now tuned to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 1110 AM Authentic Radio Show on Sanatan Dharma. I'm your host Geeta, the divine song, and it's your spirit chill time with all of us in the studio. We dedicate today's program, especially the entire program, to our founder of Sanatan Hindu Center and Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, late Padmakant Kambati ji. Sanatan Center's mission is to make all aware of deep treasures of Vedic way of life. Today is May 8th. Sunrise was at 6:36 a.m. And it is the month of Vaishakha, Shukla Paksha. Tithi is Dvitiya, and today is very auspicious day. It's Parashuram Jayanti, Matang Jayanti, Tagore Jayanti, as well as Mother's Day. And today is the day our beloved Papaji, the founder of Voice of Sanatan Hinduism and Sanatan Hindu Center, Padmakant Kambati Ji, reached the abode of Lord Sriman Narayana. And it's exactly one day he reached the Vaikunth. He reached Vaikunth on Parashurama Jayanti. So today we dedicate this program, the entire program, to our beloved Papaji. And how are you all doing in the studio? Namaste.
Wonderful, wonderful. Geeta Ji, Geeta Ma ran a marathon this morning.
Car parking. Yes, we have enjoyed that.
Well, I was here
on time, on the dot. You made it.
No, 15 seconds.
You crossed the line, Geeta Ji.
No, 15 seconds before.
You won.
15 seconds before. Today's program is very, very interesting. Don't miss anything. Stay tuned. We'll be here till 2 p.m. with all of you who are listening there. And happy Mother's Day to all mothers out there, lovely mothers, beautiful mothers out there, and also fathers who are mothers too. Happy Mother's Day. So it's your spirit chill time with all of us in the studio. You can listen to us online at masalaradio.com or a 24/7 online radio, that's sanatanhinducenter.org. So it's going to be, today it's going to be, because it's Parashurama Jayanti and Papaji passed away today, it's going to be Padmakant full day as well as Mother full day today. So we are going to bring some beautiful, beautiful music to you. And this is, I think, all the mother lovers out there, Sherawali lovers out there. This song is especially for you. Enjoy this song.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day to all mothers out there. I'm sure your children are making you happy today. Every day is a Mother Day. Mother is an epitome of love and compassion. Without mother, there's no surprise. There's no energy. All that beauty is because of mother. And happy Mother's Day to you, Tara ji.
Same to you, Geeta ji, and yes, all the listeners, mother of all mothers too.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Kanti bhai.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. So, Sri ji, before we hit Mother's Day, can you tell us what's
Geeta
up
ji,
for today?
I have an amazing feeling. We have two very happy mothers in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think everything's going to be rocking today.
Yeah.
Namaste. Happy Mother's Day. Ola, ola, you all voice of Sanatan Hinduism listeners. It's going to be a great show today. We have a feeling of it. This is Sri, the Fortune Rowler, taking you through what you can expect till 2 p.m. from our show, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We are live on 11:10 a.m. every Sunday, 12 to 2 p.m. Also online at sanatanhinducenter.org and till 2 p.m. on masalaradio.com. Studio hotline is 281-277-6874. Or if you want to remember in simple terms, 281-277-MUSIC. So, we have an amazing show. We have been telling you right from the beginning. So, what is Voice of Sanatan Hinduism? It's all about Hinduism, basics of Hinduism, and celebrating the beauty of Hinduism. Brought to you commercial free for 20 plus years by Sanatan Hindu Center. We are supported by Sri Meenakshi Temple, Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Sitaram Foundation, and many, many supporters we have. And you can be one of us. If you still not have been supporting us, you can call 832-361-0625 or email hinduismradio@gmail.com. We also have a nice Facebook page. It is up on our Facebook page, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. So, experience all your favorites in the next 2 hours till 2 p.m. starting with lively Bhagavad Gita by Gita, the divine song, Ravula. Shortly, you today's riddle. It's very interesting. I can tell you that. You can call, tell and win an e-gift card in Dhrutara Q time. In Hinduism basics, today's topic is, what is caste? And we also pray online for welfare of the world. And in the second half, you can take a deep dive by Tara the Star Narsimhan, who will engage and energize you in deep treasures of our Sanatan Dharma. Know what's going on in temple times at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Houston Happenings brought to you by Hindus of Greater Houston. And this is our favorite, I think. Get interact with us in Inquest of Hinduism. And today's topic is Mother's Day. You can also give a shout out to your mother today by calling 281-277-6874. And all along the show, lots and lots of melodious songs. You can also request a song by emailing us at hinduismradio@gmail.com. So like always, new energy, new experience on Hinduism. You are about to enter a no-conflict zone.
Yeah, Jai Mataji, beautiful song presented by Geeta ji to begin with. We will continue bringing the same kind of tone songs today.
Sure, motherful songs. And for all lovely mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. Without a mother, life is so boring. Right, Sridharji?
Oh, that's very true.
We need some assurances here.
No questions, at least today. We'll
okay.
Talk about it next week.
Talking about mother, you know, of course, Maji, like Ma Saraswati ji is a goddess of knowledge. Mata Shakti, you know, goddess, you know, who was used to create this, you know, world. Especially Shakti Parvati ji. And Mother Lakshmi, goddess of wealth. Apart from these lovely, lovely, beautiful three devis, you know, I love another devi. My favorite is Ganga Maya. Ganga Maya. She's so beautiful, I feel.
Yes. Actually, my mother-in-law's name is Ganga Lakshmi.
Wow.
So, I really have two reverences towards Ganga Mata. And not only that, Geeta ji, today we will have special guests of Radhanath Swami, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yes. So, that is something for you all to look forward. Let me play this short ad about it.
Sure.
And we will continue, okay? And this is the Radhanath Swami's new book release that is coming into Houston. And this is sponsored by the Hindus of Greater Houston. And here we go.
His Holiness Radhanath Swami is coming to Houston with his new book, The Journey Within.
My name is Radhanath Swami. I travel. travel around the world.
I've written a book, The Journey Within, where I try to take the beauty, the sweetness, and the comprehensive philosophy and try to make it very accessible to common people.
Please join us on Friday, May 20th at 6:30 p.m. at the Hare Krishna Temple, and on Saturday, May 21st at 5:30 p.m. at Unity of Houston. Please RSVP at journeywithinhouston.com.
And his name also has a mother's name, that is Radha Maya. Radha Ji is also there, and Radhanath Swamiji will be discussing shortly about Radhanath Swamiji's Journey Within. His first book, Journey Home, was a beautiful book that's been also sponsored by Hindus of Greater Houston. And Journey Within is also sponsored by Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Sitaram Foundation, and a lot of other yoga studios. So we'll be shortly talking about Radhanath Swamiji's book release. And before that, talking about Mother's Day and Ganga Maya, Mother Ganga, Ganga Saptami is coming up. That's on May 12th. Ganga Saptami is a day dedicated to Goddess Ganga. This day is also known as Ganga Pujan and Ganga Jayanti, as Ganga Devi was reborn on this day. So according to our scriptures, Gangaji was descended to earth on Ganga Dashara day. When mighty Ganga was descended to earth, the Lord Shivji took her in his hairs to break Ganga's descent to avoid Ganga sweeping the whole earth away. So Shivji released Ganga so that she can accomplish her mission to purge the cursed souls of Bhagirath's ancestors. That is to revive Ramji's ancestors, actually, Sagara's sons. So while on her way to kingdom of Bhagiratha, Gangaji's mighty flow and gushing turbulent water destroyed the ashram of sage Janhu. So this angered sage drank up all the Ganga's water. So upon this, Bhagirath and the gods prayed again to Rishi Janhu to release Gangaji so that she could proceed on her mission to revive Sagara's sons. So according to the legend, Rishi Janhu released Gangaji from his ear on Saptami of Vaishaka Shukla Paksha. That is this year on May 12th, it's falling. And on this day, if anybody bathes in Ganga River, it's considered very auspicious. And Gangaji also for that reason is also known as Janhvi. That means the daughter of Rishi Janhu. And here I bring you this beautiful Ganga Maya's song. So hope you enjoy it. And after that, we will be hitting Bhagavad Gita segment today.
Oh,
Welcome back to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. We'll be here with you today till 2 p.m. It's an authentic radio show on Sanatan Dharm for 20 plus years. And now we are going to discuss a couple of shlokas from Bhagavad Gita. Coming up next after Bhagavad Gita is Q Time by Sri the Fortune Rawla Dhruv Tara Time, followed by Hinduism Basics and Meenakshi Temple segment. And we have special guests who will be joining about Journey Within, a book written by Radhanath Swamiji. And today's topic is Mother's Day. So you can give a shout out to mothers, your mother or universal mothers, your favorite mothers out there. And let's invoke now our beloved Lord Krishna and our gurus before starting the Bhagavad Gita segment. Om Asmat Gurubhyo Namaha. I bow down to my Guruji and all Acharyas and all Gurus. Shuklam Varadharam Vishnum Sasi Varnam Chaturbhujam Prasannavadanam Thyayet Sarva Vighnopasantaye Yasya Dvirada Vaktradyah Parishadyah Padasatam Vighnam Nighranti Satatam Vishwaksenam Tamashraye Vyasam Vasishthanaptaram Siktih Pautramakalmasham Parasaratmajam Vande Sukatatam Taponidhim Samyangnyaya Kalapena Mahata Bharatena Cha Upabrumhita Vedaya Namo Vyasaya Vishnave. Let's invoke our beloved Lord Sri Krishna. Sarathyamarjinasyajo Kurvan Gita Amrutam Dadau Lokatrayopakaraya Tasmai Krishnatmane Namaha Krishnam Kamala Patraksham Punya Sravana Kirtanam Vasudevam Jagadyonim Naomi Narayanam Harim Krishnayaya Devendraya Jnana Mudraya Yogine Nathaya Rukminisaya Namo Vedanta Vedine Sri Krishna Parabrahmane Namaha. We are about to explore a couple of shlokas from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita literally means divine song. It's a dialogue that happened between Sri Krishna and Arjuna about 6,000 years back in Kurukshetra, near New Delhi, India. Sri Krishna reveals to Arjuna self-knowledge that benefits every individual, irrespective of any faith, or if you're not also following any faith. And this divine song is in the form of 18 chapters, 700 shlokas together completely, and each shloka containing 12 to 20 words. And we are in Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, and 57 shlokas, where Arjun in 54th shlok has asked, "Hey Keshava, what is the language of the self-controlled wise, and what do they talk, and what such wise meditate on, and what does they gain?" So Krishna is talking about wise person, how they talk, what they meditate on, and this wise person is called as Sthita Prajna. And Krishna tells in 55th shloka, replies to Arjun, that, "Hey Parth, when one discards all selfish desires and cravings of the senses that torment the mind and becomes satisfied in the realization of the self, such a person is said to be transcendentally situated, or he is called as Sthita Prajna." And further, he describes the state of being Sthita Prajna. Krishna says, "Dukkeshwanu dvigna manaha sukheshu vigataspruha vitaraga bhayakrodaha sthita dhirmuni ruchyate." One whose mind remains undisturbed amidst misery, who does not crave for pleasure, and who is free from attachment, fear, and anger. Free from attachment, free from fear, and free from anger, is called a muni, that is a sage of steady wisdom. So here in this shlok, that is 55th shlok in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes three steady wisdom stages, that is Vitaraga. So Vitaraga is the one who gives up craving for pleasure or fondness towards material things. Vita Bhaya, that means they remain free from fear. Vita is free, Bhaya is fear. So they remain free from fear. Vita Krodha is they are devoid of anger. So such a person is called, he's situated in, he's transcendently situated, or he's a muni, or he's an enlightened person. So raga means is for one who is has developed fondness or affection. So this arises from liking of worldly things like money, property, name, fame, family, or any kind of fondness towards material world. So bhaya is this person, this wise person is also free from bhaya, that is free from fear. So fear is of three kinds, that is adibhautika, adhyatmika, and adidhaivika. That is one reason why we take the holy water three times in a temple. So to get rid of these three kinds of fear, we take three times the holy water that is in the temple. So that is a fear of adibhautika, adhyatmika, adidhaivika. So adhyatmika is categorized as the fear that is arising from internal events. That is from your bodily or mental disorders that one has, or internal imaginations. Those are all termed as adhyatmika. So they are coming from self, inside ourself. It's not true, but they exist in us. It's an imagination in us. And adhibhautika are the fears that come from external beings. Adhibhautika, anything that is related to the world. That is, it can be a fear from animals. It can be fear from human beings, external invasions. Adidhaivika is another, the third type of fear, that is comes from natural calamities, which we don't have any control on that. That is like rains or storms or earthquakes. So all these fears, three kinds of fears, the wise person is free from. And krodha. So he's also describing, Krishna is also describing krodha. The sage is also free from krodha. That means free from anger. And anger can arise from not being able to satisfy your desire. So you want something and you cannot get it. You cannot attain it. That desire unfulfilled gives rise to krodha or anger. So vita raga, vita bhaya, vita krodha. So a muni or an enlightened person is free from all these things, bhaya, raga, and krodha. That is affection or attachment towards material things, bhaya, three kinds of fears, and krodha, anger. So an enlightened person does not allow the mind to harbor the material, anything that is lust, anger, greed, envy. Only then can the mind steadily contemplate on the divine and be fixed in the divine. So if one permits the mind to brood over sorrows, then the contemplation of the divine ceases and the mind is dragged down from the divine level or transcendental level. So the process of torture works in the same manner. So more than the present pain itself, it is the memories of the past pain and apprehensions of future pain that torment the mind. So when the mind drops these two and has to simply group with the present sensation, the pain shrinks to a manageable level. So that is living in the present. A muni or an enlightened man, person, lives in the present, which means the moment matters. He doesn't carry anything from the past, no impressions of the past, and he doesn't fear the future. So that is that. Such a person is wise. So to become a sthita prajna requires a lot of sadhana, a lot of practice. So all the best. I'm sure we can follow these rules and the ways that are described in Bhagavad Gita and be transcendently situated. And next shloka says, Krishna talks about prajna, that is knowledge. Who is said to be firmly fixed in perfect knowledge? So the shloka says, Yaha sarvatranabhisnehas tattat prapya subha subham nabhinandati nadveshti tasya prajna pratishthitah. Yaha who sarvatra in all conditions anabhisneha, that is unattached, tattat that prapya attaining subha subha, good and evil, neither, na is neither, abhinandati, dveshti, na abhinandati na dveshti. That is, he is not delighted or he is not dejected by good or evil. Tasya prajna pratishthita. That means that person is said to be firmly fixed in perfect knowledge. Prajna means perfect knowledge. So one who does not hate anything in unfavorable situations, or one who does not praise or does not get delighted when faced with favorable situations, such a person is said to be firmly fixed in prajna, perfect knowledge. So one who remains unattached under all conditions and is neither delighted by good fortune or nor dejected by a bad fortune, he is a sage with perfect knowledge. So we'll explore this shloka further. There are other shlokas also describing about a wise person, which Krishna says, which are way, way, way beautiful. And stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Cue time coming up. And let's end today's Bhagavad Gita segment and proceed to the most exciting Dhruv Tara time. And let's chant the Bhagavad Gita closing shlokas. Ekam sastram devaki putra gitam, eko devo devaki putra eva, eko mantra tasya namani yani karma apyekam tasya devasya seva, kayena vacha manase indriyairva, buddhyatmanava prakrute svabhavat, karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai, narayanayeti samarpayami, sriman narayanayeti samarpayami, sarvam sri krishna arpanamastu. So we are going to keep the knowledge, but all other things which we are influenced by, the mind is influenced, that we are going to give to Krishna. So sarvam krishna arpanamastu doesn't mean whatever knowledge that we have given or gained through Bhagavad Gita, we are going to give that to Krishna. And let's move on to Q time. And you're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. and we'll be here with you till 2 p.m. and lot of good things on your way. So stay tuned. Sriji, so
we are also online at sanatanhinducenter.org and till 2 p.m. on masalaradio.com. And this number, please note it down. It will be helpful to win you a $5 e-gift card. And if you can call us and tell us the right answer to the Dhruv Tara quiz today. And the number is 281-277-6874, 281-277-6874. So, Dhruv Tara Q Time, sponsored by Ashirwad's Indian Lifestyle Class. Enrollments are now open for the 2016-27 class. Learn yoga, meditation, slokas, heritage. So, Ashirwad I Lifestyle presents every year in Greater Houston the event, Vedic Fair, to celebrate India. More info at ashirwadablessing.org or their Facebook page, Vedic Fair, or you can simply dial 281-995-0930, where a beautiful voice will answer you. So, today's Dhruv Tara riddle is, keep your fingers crossed.
I think it's going to be about mother.
It's Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And the question is, we are three amazing mothers from the house of Brahman. Okay? We are three amazing mothers from the house of Brahman. One of us is Minister of Education. One of us is Minister of Finance.
Okay.
One of us is Minister of Defense.
Oh my God.
What are our names?
Ooh. And the number to call is 281-277-6874. You put it very beautifully.
Yes,
Minister of Education.
It's exciting, so I'll read again. Gitanji,
yes,
okay?
Yes, please.
Okay. We are three amazing mothers from the house of Brahman. Okay. One of us is Minister of Education.
Mm-hmm.
One of us is Minister of Finance. One of us is Minister of Defense. What all you need? Those are the three mothers you need.
Defense.
So what are our names?
Wow. One is, for survival, and one is for our knowledge, and one is to protect.
Protect yourself, protect your family.
And the wealth also,
yes.
Right?
Take on the traffic every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. And the number to call is 281-277-6874.
Our lines are open.
You can call and answer the mother's names and also give a shout out too to your favorite mother.
Yes, as you call, you can also give out to your favorite mother.
It's so hard to choose between these three.
Yes. It's very...
They're three beautiful mothers. Namaste, you're on air. Yes. Namaste. Namaste,
namaste.
What's your name, sir?
Ashmukh Bhai.
Happy Mother's Day to your mother. Go ahead, Ashmukh Bhai.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
And you want to answer?
Yeah, before answering, I want to. I saw the photo in the newspaper, and everybody is flying in the air. I don't know how you took that photo. It is a very beautiful photo in the.
You're referring to Vedic Fair photo.
Yes.
And the one who is jumping the most is the Geetaji. Tarambe, you can't see because she was jumping downstage. Okay, thanks for that. And go ahead, Ashmukh.
Tarambe is always up in the sky.
Yes. Okay.
So, the names of the goddesses are...
Minister of Education.
Saraswati,
who is she?
Saraswati, Lakshmi and Parvati ji.
Saraswati ji, Lakshmi ji and Parvati ji.
Parvati ji.
Thank you, Ashmukh Bhai.
Please email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com to claim your $5 gift card, Ashmukh Bhai.
Oops, we lost your call.
Please call us. We missed one of you. 281-277-6874. You can answer us. We are three amazing mothers from the House of Brahman. One is Minister of Education, one is Minister of Finance, and one is Minister of Defense. And what are our names? And they're all one big family.
Okay. Do they have to tell who is for education, who is for wealth,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
They have to fill in the equation,
yes.
Right?
Otherwise,
okay.
We can tell for them too.
Okay.
We can do that service.
Okay.
Seva.
Okay. That's a beautiful question. So call us at 281-277-6874. And happy Mother's Day to all out you, whoever is out there, all the beautiful mothers out there. You can call us into the studio and give a shout out to your mother or to the Divine Mother. My another favorite mother is, a mother who took a lot of sorrow. And this song, I really like it. It's so beautiful. I mean, because wherever the father went, she accompanied him. All the difficulties she took. Such a beautiful mother. Only mothers can do that.
Yes, Geetaji's heroes are the ones who have a lot of sorrow.
No, not really. I mean, sorrow comes or, the pain comes where there is a lot of love. So I feel there's a lot of love. Only that depth a mother can take.
Oh, that's true. The depth of compassion of mother, you cannot replace it with anything.
Yes. You have one beautiful mother, Sriji.
Yes.
And I admire your mother.
Yes, I gave it away to you.
Yes.
Your mother.
I took her.
I don't know whether it's a mother-in-law's day, but let's celebrate both.
Yes, yes. No, Sridharji is saying that he gave. Earlier when I met Sridharji, I thought, why did I meet Sridharji? Sridharji, maybe we needed a very good MC at Ashirwad or a volunteer at Ashirwad, God gave. But, today I realized because I had to meet your mother.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
No, mother-in-laws become mothers.
Mothers.
So it's all the same.
It's beautiful, yeah. His mother is very beautiful. That's why I met Sridharji. So, Sriji, can you repeat the question again?
We are three amazing mothers from the House of Brahman. One is Minister of Education, one is Minister of Finance, and one is Minister of Defense. What are our names? The
what
three famous names.
I like the defense.
Yes, you have to like her.
Yes.
There's no other way.
And even Parshuram ji is, today is Parshuram ji's birthday, who's the sixth incarnation of Vishnu ji on this earth to teach a lesson to all those high-headed monarchs. He came to earth, that was his purpose. And he's still there. And he is also, head of martial arts, which I really like. And he's going to be the mentor for Kalki also, the future avatar of Vishnu. In martial arts.
He was trained by the boss of defense.
Yes, that is Shivji. Mr. Defense.
Mr.
Defense, that's true.
Everybody runs around picking up his bows to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a lot of things happens around his defense equipment.
And we are talking about Shivji.
So, who is the Minister of Defense?
Who is the Minister of Defense?
Okay, we'll let Rakesh Bhai answer this. Rakesh Bhai, you have to answer this question today. Who is the Minister of Education we are referring to?
Saraswati.
Oh. Saraswati ji. Okay. Yes, the lady in beautiful white sari.
And Veena.
And Veena, yes.
And who is the Minister of Finance?
Lakshmi.
Lakshmi ji, Lakshmi goddess ji. Of wealth. Yes.
Namaste,
you're on air?
Hi.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Vedic channel.
Yes. You can call us that for a moment. We are Voice of Sanatan
right.
Hinduism.
I was just listening, and if you are talking about the goddesses,
yes.
Then Lakshmi, Saraswati, and Mahadurga.
Mahadurga. And
Mahadurga. So, Minister of Education is Goddess Saraswati. Okay.
And
so
Finance is the Lakshmi ji.
Lakshmi ji. Okay. And Minister of Defense?
What you call? Defense.
Ask the mother behind you. Happy Mother's Day to her. We listen to the mother behind you.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day. What's your name?
My name is Jyoti Joshi. I'm calling from Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge,
oh,
okay.
That's in Louisiana, I think. Right?
Okay.
Okay.
I like the Vedic channel that you guys provide a lot of very educational information.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate.
Thanks for calling and participating in Dhruv Tara Quiz.
I have listened a couple of times before.
Keep listening every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Jyoti ji, namaste. Thanks for calling. So, we got all the mothers' names, or are you going to talk about...
No, Rakesh Bhai gave it all.
Rakesh Bhai gave it all, so...
Yes, we've asked him specifically each ministry, and you could answer each tough ministry who owns it. And Ashmukh Bhai and Jyoti ji, thanks for calling. Email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com, and we'll see you next week. Please claim your $5 gift card, sponsored by Ashirwad's Indian Lifestyle Class.
I was talking about Mother Janaki, who took lot of pain and always followed Ramji. I know, Sriji, you can't take sad songs. So, I bring another beautiful song before we jump into Hinduism Basics. And today's topic is?
Caste.
Caste. Wow.
The all-famous caste.
Caste system in Hinduism. And before proceeding, let's... take one more call. Namaste, you're on air.
Of discipline.
Yes, namaste.
Who is the mother of discipline?
Father's Day is in June. So we will ask that in Father's Day. But who is this?
Mahi, thank you.
Namaste. Thanks for calling. And here's another beautiful, beautiful song on... Mothers. Hope you enjoy the song. And we are going to talk shortly about caste system. It's an interesting topic.
Sure.
bow down to all divine mothers and all mothers. And happy Mother's Day to all of you. And here is one beautiful song on Ma Sharade, which our beloved Papaji used to love it. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 1110 AM and we'll be here with you till 2 PM. It's an authentic radio show on Sanatan Dharma, or otherwise called as Hinduism. And today's Hinduism basics topic is caste system. And Sriji, what do you have for us in caste system?
Okay. Before that, we'll set it plain and simple, the context of this segment. So what we do in Hinduism basics, we explore what we need to know, basic concepts of Hinduism in plain and simple words. So we keep it very short and sweet. Sanatan Dharma, also known as Hinduism, means plain and simply way of life. There are more than 1 billion Hindus in the world. So you're not alone if you're an Hindu. In earlier shows, we shared a lot of Hinduism basics in plain and simple words very precisely. So today's turn is, what is caste? Okay, and the extension of it is, what is caste system? Okay, so caste is an aspect of dharma or right action and was initially based on occupation. So no longer it is rigid in urban areas or in metro areas. Caste still has an influence on actions, particularly on Hindu marriages. Okay. Historically, India has never had a caste system, but Varna and Jati, those are the two words you need to remember. Okay, Varna was a theoretical system of classification of the society into four major vocations, that's the occupation. So, Jati referred to the actual occupational groups or tribes of different people of India. When the Europeans came to India, they applied the Portuguese term, caste. Okay, so that is a root, you know, link of the word caste. It came from Portuguese system to Jati and try to make sense of it through the Varna categories. So what are the Varna system? In Hindu tradition, a Varna is one of the four strata of society. Ancient Hindu literature classified all humankind and all created beings, that is you and me and all, in principle into four Varnas, that is the Brahmins, one who preaches, scholars and teachers. The Kshatriyas, the rulers, warriors and administrators. The Vaishyas, the cattle herders, agriculturists, artisans and merchants. The Shudras, laborers and service providers. Okay, that's what Varna or the caste system started off as.
It is nothing so different than nowadays society, right?
How was it started? In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, he created Chaturvarna.
Mm-hmm. That's four Varnas.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, it's very simple and it can be compared to today's society. It's the same thing, I feel. We have business people, we have administrators who rule, we have education department, you know, teachers, scholars, divine teachers, gurus, everybody, like, you know, all kinds of teachers, and we have labor workers.
Right.
So
the service providers.
The great thing is, it's not by birth. It's by what your attitude, occupation, your attitude, aptitude, your interest is.
Exactly. Parashuram was a Brahmin by birth,
right.
But he became a Kshatriya by his capabilities and what he was doing, his job. Right?
So that's how it started. The whole point of basics
and
is...
Even sage Vishwamitra, he was a king, Kshatriya, but he became a sage.
Yes.
He became a Rajasthan of Brahmarshi.
He
was first of all to start with not a rishi.
Sage,
right?
Yes.
He was not a rishi. He was a Kshatriya, he was a ruler.
Yes.
And then by his penance, by his tapas, by his sadhana, he became rishi. And then Rajarshi. And then Brahmarshi. So it's by occupation one becomes, you know, classified into one varna system and not by birth.
Yes.
That is a very important point to note. And we have a wonderful, wonderful caller who wanted to give a shout out to, guess which mother? No. Bharat Mata. Mother India.
I think you have to shout out to Mother India and also the Earth.
And Mother Earth, Bhudevi. Bhudevi, Sri Devi,
exactly.
Lakshmi Devi, Goda Devi, Neela Devi, Parvati Devi, Ganga Maya, Radha Maya, Meera Maya. How can I miss Meera Ji? Okay, all the mothers out there, all the divine mothers, and all beautiful mothers who are listening to our program right now, happy Mother's Day to you all. And before we conclude.
Kaitarji was talking about Varna system, right?
Yes.
So each person has all four qualities.
Each person has all four qualities.
I mean, they belong to all four varnas, if you think about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Vaishya means you could be a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it in your life.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing, you could be a Kshudra, cleaning up your house and stuff.
Yes, yes.
Okay?
Service.
And the fourth one is a Kshatriya.
Kshatriya.
We all do the name of
exactly. In events, all four varnas are in one.
Yes.
That way there's no varna system here. No.
Very nice.
Actually, it is what I think the way when I was researching industry, it's what you do, major of your time, your occupation, okay? What you're classified as.
Yeah.
Where you specify or where you, like, you know, a doctor.
Yes.
A doctor also is a householder, but he's a doctor or she's a doctor.
Yes.
So, you know, your
what you have to say is don't take it too much to heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what you do. That's what your varna is.
But if you explore the Vedic system, Gokul and all those things, they teach everybody to go through all these things. So when the king is not involved in the warfare, he has to do the farming.
Yes.
He is doing farming.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they were able to farm the city while he was farming.
Doing agriculture. Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And also, like, they also, even gurus, they learn martial arts.
Right.
That's what I was telling Sriji. I need to learn martial arts. You're not listening to me.
Yeah, you have too much already knowledge of those things. It's becoming risky for me.
Knowledge is
let's move on.
Practical.
Let's not change the varnas at this time.
Okay. And before concluding the first hour of program and moving on to second hour, coming up, second hour is Meenakshi Temple segment, Hindus of Greater Houston events, and special guests coming into the studio and talking about Journey Within. That's going to be...
Segment.
Warrior segment? Journey Within?
Tarapa is coming.
Internal. 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 Okay. And stay tuned. We'll be here till 2 p.m. And before we conclude the first hour of program, we would like to offer our prayers to well-being of all. Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu. Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu. Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah. Sarve Santu Niramayah. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Ma Kashchit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. May there be well-being in all, peace in all, fulfillment in all, auspiciousness in all, and may all become happy, may all be free from illness, may all see what is auspicious, may no one suffer. May there be peace, peace, and peace all around. And now let's move on to Meenakshi Temple segment by Tara the Star Narasimhanji, bringing you Meenakshi Temple Times.
தாய் தந்தை உயிராகி நின்றாய் உன்னை நான் அடைந்தேன் விடுதேனோ.